Hi, I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports. Well, last night, Richland Center Ithaca was in Boscobel for the Ryan Simple Memorial Invitational. And the Richland Center boys won. The girls narrowly missed winning as well, taking second place. Individually for the boys, Owen Dreyer cruised to first place last night. And also, it was six medal winners overall. Owen was first, Braden Burns fifth, Sam Jones eighth, Will Harpin ninth, Ben Santelli 11th, and Ben Waterfall was 14th. The high school girls had three medal winners. Margaret Lawless was third, Ava Martin 10th, Pearl Fretz was 11th. Also, Adeline Lawless took 16th, Rachel Waterfall 19th, Lacey Elball and Ava Gotchel ran as well for RCI last evening. The middle school boys won the event. Top 10 in the middle school races medaled. Also, four medaled in the boys' race and one in the girls' race for the Richland Center Ithaca middle school runners. Boscobel's runners included Paige Carnop, who finished 15th overall. The Bulldogs were sixth place as a team in last night's action. And for Kickable Lafarge, they were 11th. Kendall Andelsek was their top runner. Colby Andelsek was 31st. Kendall was 18th. Aubrey White Murphy was 51. And 69th place for Ella Goodwin Schliffer. The Boscobel boys were led by Kipton Brown, sixth place and a medal overall. Graydon Richter was 22nd, Owen Bacon 27th, and Greg Fry was 29th. For Kickapoo Lafarge, Lane Miller was their top runner, 31st overall at the meet. Talon Johnson was 38th, Braden Turgeson 41st, and Brady Walker 43rd. And the Riverdale boys cross-country team, led by Wyatt Schramm, their fastest runner, 18th place. Kalen Williamson was 56th, Dylan Topper 60th, Alan Horton 66th, Clay Porter was 68th, and Mark Wilkie was 71st at the Boscobel invite last night. High school volleyball. It was Seneca getting the win by sweep over Ithaca, 3-0. Lafarge Youth Initiative over Weston, 3-0. Kickapoo, 3-2 over North Crawford. Boscobel, 3-2 over Cooley Region. Platteville, 3-1 over Mineral Point. Viroqua swept Arcadia. Highland, 3-0 over River Ridge. Iowa Grant, 3-2 winners against Darlington. Belmont swept Benton. Wonewoc Center, 3-1 over Cashton. It was Wisconsin Heights, 3-0 over Belleville. Adams Friendship swept Wisconsin Dells. Aquinas, 3-2 over Sparta. And Holman, 3-1 over Toma. High school boys soccer, River Valley lost to Columbus, 2-0. Evansville, 3-2 winners against Dodgeville Mineral Point. Platteville Lancaster and Mount Horeb tied at 1. Wisconsin Heights Barneville, 2-1 over Monroe. Baraboo, 7-0 over Portage Poinette on the soccer pitches last night. Some other notes from sports. On the local and area scene last evening, Quail Run, Tuesday Men's Golf League. Golfers qualified for the putt-off competition based on their average putts per round during the season. The five golfers with the lowest putts per round played through seven greens last night, and all putts were tallied for each golfer. First place, Aaron Halverson, with 13 putts. Also tied for second, Neil Mahoney, Anthony Ludwig, and Jarrett McDonald, each with 15. And Joe Halverson, with 16, was fifth place. A thank you to the staff of Quail Run and to all in the Men's Golf League for a wonderful season. And a quick reminder to sign up for the awards banquet coming up on September 22nd, if you have not done that already. Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Robin's Nest had a 24-62. The Shed, 23-67. Gander Cleaning, 23-58. Team Game Honors, G.J. Service, 837. Robin's Nest, 825. G&A Tire and Auto, 818. Top Series, Caitlin Davison, 531. Nicole Montier with a 510. Marsha Mahatka, 476. Top Game, Nicole Montier with a 205. Caitlin Davison, 201. Kim Jewett, 185. And the splits picked up last night included Marge Hotman, a 310. Lori Lewis, a 27. Thurley Neumeyer with a 5-7, Sheila Povelmacher a 5-7, Judy Skelly a 3-10, Judy Shireman a 5-6 in the Lucky Strikers Bowling League. It was another come-from-behind win for the Brewers last night. Jackson Chirio had some heroics in the bottom of the ninth inning with two out.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Drive to left! We are tied! I guess it was the right bat. That ball was obliterated. A changeup on the inside corner. And Jackson Chirio hits number 22 to tie this thing up 3-3 in the ninth.
And the game went to the 10th. Chirio was 4-for-5 with three runs batted in, by the way. And the winning hit.
First pitch to Lara. And it. And they win this series here in Milwaukee. The kid gets it done here tonight.
D.L. Hall earned the win.
I think that's kind of, you know, in our identity is, you know, we get punched and we just get back up and keep fighting. The bullpen, same thing, you know, we're just trying to hold the line, win, lose, or tie. We're just trying to hold them where they're at and give those guys a chance to do exactly what Chirio and Lara just did. So.
And Jacob Mizorowski pitched well, and in fact, after giving up an early run, settled down and went a long ways into the game. Manager Pat Murphy.
He's just scratching the surface. This kid can be really, really good. You know, like, he's worn out, we all know that, but this kid can be really, really special. I mean, he's just learning how to pitch. He's got electric stuff.
And Jackson Chirio was the hero again.
He loves it. You know, he loves it and stays after it, believes in himself. You know, he knows how capable he is. And when he's in that right, and he's got that dial in the right speed, oof, careful. And we've seen it all too much in his first 3 years.
Logan Henderson starts the series finale for the Brewers. That is a nighttime game today, by the way, 6:05 for the pregame programming on WRCE FM 107.7. Elsewhere in the National League, the Mets 7-5 over Miami. San Diego beat Washington 5-4. San Francisco 2-1 over St. Louis. The Dodgers 3, Cincinnati 2. In the American League, Minnesota 3, Detroit 2. Cleveland 9-5 over Baltimore. The Angels 6, Boston 1. Toronto 4-2 over the Athletics. Texas 10-5 over Seattle. Interleague play, Houston 6-5 winners against Philadelphia. The Yankees 5, Colorado 3. Tampa Bay 7, Atlanta 1, Pittsburgh 9-3 over the White Sox, Arizona 5-3 against Kansas City. The new NFL season begins tonight. New England will be at Seattle. Kickoff time 7:20 this evening. Pro football writers are offering mixed predictions for the 26 Green Bay Packers. There's not nearly as much optimism as there was last season at this time. Bleacher Report points to a leaky defense and unproven running backs while saying the passing game should be good. NFL.com expects the Vikings to give the Packers a lot of trouble in that opener Sunday. All experts note that Green Bay will benefit from weak opponents during the early part of the season. With a look at sports today, I am Phil Neigh.